North Carolina Governor Cooper announces vaccine passport requirement for state employees. By Hannah Blow on July 29, 2021. Democrat North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper announced Thursday that the state will implement a vaccine passport requirement for state employees as the Biden administration ramps up coercive efforts to get Americans vaccinated. Cooper and North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy K. Cohen, MD, made the announcement Thursday. State employees will be required to prove their vaccination status, and if they are not vaccinated and refuse to do so, they will be forced to wear a mask and undergo weekly testing. Until more people get the vaccine, we will continue living with the very real threat of serious disease. And we will continue to see more dangerous and contagious variants like Delta. Cooper said Thursday of the virus, which previous data has shown has an extremely high survival rate. Cohen repeated the claims of the Biden administration, offering vaccination as the only way out of this pandemic. The Biden administration has yet explained how its pro-vaccine narrative is not undermined by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, recent guidance, instructing vaccinated people to cover their faces. There is only one way out of this pandemic, and that is vaccination. Our trends are accelerating at an alarmingly fast rate, and the highest rates of viral spread are happening in areas with low vaccination rates and among those who are not fully vaccinated, Cohen said. If you are already vaccinated, I call on you to urge your unvaccinated family and friends to get their shot now. It is not an understatement to say that you will save lives by doing so, Cohen added. Unmentioned in the governor's office's press release is the reality of thousands of vaccinated individuals contracting the virus despite their status as fully vaccinated. Vaccinated individuals comprise over 25% of the cases in Los Angeles County, which has a mask mandate in place. Massachusetts has reported thousands of cases of vaccinated individuals contracting the virus, and Illinois has reported hundreds of cases of fully vaccinated people being hospitalized after getting the virus. The state admits it is not publicizing the number of cases of fully vaccinated people who contract the virus, only those that result in hospitalization or death, meaning the number of breakthrough infections is likely much higher. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, NCDHHS, also updated its guidance, encouraging private businesses at a minimum to verify vaccination status for their workers as well. But the governor's office goes even further, stating that unvaccinated people should not gather with other unvaccinated people outside of their household. It is also advising them to cease travel.